Again, this show is going on this weekend at the Cobo Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're speaking with Alan Coulter, Vice President of the Detroit Kennel Club. Alan, one of the other things that came to my attention this week that we alluded to just before the break was a story that was in the local paper talking about the state dog of Michigan. And I'd like to transition to that because you were featured fairly prominently and that as well. My understanding is that Michigan has a state bird, a state reptile, a state game animal, state soil, and a state fish, but we do not have a state dog. Say it ain't so.
Well, for the moment, I have to say it ain't so, but hopefully it's just for the moment. There are 11 states that have a state dog in addition to a state reptile or whatever. You know, with all that dogs mean to people, with all that they do for us, you think about the role they play in families, the emotional support they give to people, especially when they're not feeling so good, the work they do, the tireless work they do, the help that they provide, the assistance that they give people, the protection that they provide also, all that dogs allow for the almost 50% of families that own dogs in the state of Michigan, you'd think it would be time for us to choose one and say, this is going to be our state dog. And I think of it as sort of like, doesn't Michigan deserve a mascot in the role of a dog?
Well, Alan, can you explain exactly what is it that the Detroit Kennel Club is doing in order to make that happen? I mean, there's got to be a legal process that I would imagine you have to go through with the legislature. Can you explain that?
Yeah. You know, the good news is about identifying a state dog is it costs nothing. All it takes is the will. Doesn't take any money whatsoever.
Okay.
So we're going to have a petition at the show for people to sign. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people to sign that petition asking the legislator to name a state dog. We are going to forward that on to a state senator and ask his help in moving that forward to the legislature. It has to go through the legislature, and then it goes to the governor's office to be signed. We're hoping there are enough dog lovers in the legislature and people who want, you know, the senators and representatives who understand the role that dogs play in people's lives today, and for not much effort, they could give something really good to the people of the state of Michigan.
Yeah, but it's because we're in Lansing, maybe we understand how difficult agreement and the legislature or putting those two things together can typically be, although you would think when it comes to dogs that it might not be quite as controversial as the budget or things like that. Alan, how do people go about casting their vote? You said if they're at the show, they get the opportunity, but if they can't make it for any reason, is there a way that people from outside the Metro Detroit area, if they can't make it in, can they vote on this as well?
Well, they can. Sorry, they can vote on. We all are also running a poll to help allow the public to help choose what they think might be the best representative as for the state dog, and that poll is being run on the freep.com.
Okay, which is the Detroit Free Press website.
Right.
And can they also vote on your website as well?
If they go to our website, they can get a link there.
Okay. Right. And what is that web address?
Ours is www.detroitkennelclub.com.
Okay, and we'll link that on our website as well, so that if anyone comes to MM Pets or to the 1320WILS.com website, we can go through and link that as well.
That'd be great.
Personally, Alan, do you have any particular ideas in mind as to what a breed, or don't you want to taint the pooling?
Well, it's I breed bull mastiffs, but I'm not suggesting it should be a bull mastiff.
Okay.
I do think what would make sense, I could give a couple of breeds that seem to make sense. One certainly would be some kind of sporting dog that, considering the hunting and the enjoyment of outdoors in our great state. Something like a Labrador Retriever or a Golden Retriever make a lot of sense. The other side would be perhaps a German Shepherd dog, which represents a lot of good qualities that we hold in high regard in the state. You know, it's a good working dog. It's a dog of the people. It's a smart dog. It's a very versatile dog. It does everything from being a family pet to being a seeing eye dog to being a guard dog.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, is that maybe service-oriented dogs should have kind of almost a shoe-in for at least the nominating process, because, boy, you know, our state is blessed with a couple institution I know statewide that that really sets us apart as a state as far as a service dog leader.
Absolutely.
Although, in fairness to you, Alan, I will say that we did have a local dog here in Lansing, Stoli, who we also talked about in the first section, that is a bull mastiff and was a winner at Westminster in its competition. So don't sell that bull mastiff short. We need to take care of those gentle giants.
Yeah, we'll probably have a few voters right around Lansing area that will probably pitch in on that one.
Now, one other question I've got, I guess, alluding back to the dog show, Sadie, the winner of the Westminster show, will she be making an appearance at your show?
No, she was not able to come in. She's actually in California now, so we weren't able to figure that one out. But her mother, I mean, this is a pretty good story, her mother lives in Grand Rapids.
Really?
Yeah. And so not only is Sadie owned by people in Michigan, but she was, her mother is from Michigan. She was born in the state and raised here. So her mother, whose name is Clarice, is in Grand Rapids, and her owner, Cindy Cook, is bringing her to the dog show.
Oh, my.
Well, fantastic.
Now, in the, you know, for us Michiganders, we don't necessarily eat, drink, and think about dog shows as much as you do. Well, how does Michigan place in the overall dog show enthusiasm throughout the state? Is it like other sports, where in some places, you know, in sports where football is really strong and basketball is strong elsewhere, is dog showing a particular strong aspect to Michigan, or is it just universally throughout the entire country?
Michigan, actually, in the whole Midwest, is a very strong area for dog shows. The two big areas for dog shows are the Northeast and the Midwest, and Michigan has a lot of dog shows, and they're really well attended. And I'd say those are the two strongest areas in the United States. So it sort of fits with the rest of our sporting mentality here.
Well, I hope you fill up Cobalt Hall.
Well, so do we.
Everybody,
come on down, you'll have a great time. I'd also say there are a lot of vendors at the show with unique dog merchandise. So if you're looking for a gift for you or your dog, you'll find something really special here, too.
Yeah, well, and it's a neat event, and the ticket prices are reasonable. So all we can do is encourage our listeners to, in fact, go to the show. And while you're at the show, make sure that you cast your vote for the breed of your choice for the Michigan dog. Alan, good luck with both of these events. I hope we do get a state dog, and I hope that the show is successful. And thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah. You bet, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. We'll be back right after this break here on 1320 WILS.